I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any Eniki. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting.
Speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hand from the boss's blood. I bruise on my armpit, perfume what you hear. Then I polish my long fresh soul. Then I say,
EKFM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 112 of EKFM Metal Monday, bringing you great metal, hard rock, and industrial from around the world. And we're going to go to a particular part of the world today. We are going to go to the People's Republic of Canada. Hello, Sean. As I recover from the Smoke and Mirrors EP launch on Saturday, just gone. Oh, those Thrashed boys. Boy, oh boy, do they certainly go hard. Got a few aches and pains from the mosh pit. Rather interesting stuff. Tell you more about that next week. But I had some metal sent to me from Chris from Canada, who is the host of Insomnia Radio Canada. And knowing that I'm a big metalhead and knowing that Ro from Dark Compass is a big metalhead, she sent us some metal, which was absolutely awesome. On the way home from my place of employment, being back for the first night after being off sick for a week, my voice has improved a lot, and I was listening to episode 26 of Insomnia Radio Canada, which features a whole heap of metal, so that's really got me into the mood for this particular show. So courtesy of Chris from Insomnia Radio Canada, here are Trainwreck Architect. They are from Montreal. Their debut album, Traits of the Sick, is now available from the usual downloady places. And from that, we have As Killers Breathe by Trainwreck Architect. This is Erk on Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com.
Rock with you. To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Here it is in front of us. Chris from Gutter Tactic, and this is Erk. FM Metal Monday starts.
Dreams, the world.
You are listening to Erk on Erk FM Metal Monday, and indeed in 44 days' time, I will be able to say America hello again. I've already started to pre-record episodes of Erk FM Metal Monday, Erk FM International, and Erk FM Australia. So it doesn't matter where in the world I am, you won't miss out on metal on Mondays, international music on Wednesdays, and Australian music on Fridays. That song was called America Hello Again by White Wolf. They're from British Columbia. Prior to that, we heard another couple of songs from White Wolf. We heard Don't Turn Away and One More Lie. Again, the line between metal and hard rock is blurred. White Wolf was formed way back in 1980 when Don Wolf, who was then going by his legal name Don Wilk, together with bassist Les and drummer Loris, met up with guitarist Cam and Rick while on tour through Edmonton, Alberta. They soon began doing the local bar scene in and around the Edmonton area as Warrior. It wasn't too long as they were touring the Western provinces and were signed to a deal with RCA in 1984. Some of you listening may not have even been born in 1984 as White Wolf. Their debut album, Standing Alone, was released in 1984 to rave reviews. Appearances on local TV variety shows helped spread the word following their debut release. Also geared for public relations, the label and management had two different covers printed for the record album. They then toured extensively in the US as well as Eastern Canada. Although nothing was really geared for AM radio play, both Canadian and American FM stations began playing Shadows in the Night with its, what's that word, ephemic aura. You know, it's like an anthem. And so the album has been well received in many countries in Europe and especially Japan. A quarter of a million copies, I'll say that again, a quarter of a million copies of the debut album were sold worldwide. And so, as you can imagine, being around since 1984, they have had an extensive career. They disbanded in 1988 and they went on to do their separate ways. So that was White Wolf. Prior to that, we heard one track from the Veer Union, I Will Remain. They're also from British Columbia. And they self-produced, wrote and recorded their material. They began in 2009 with the top 10 hit single Seasons off their debut album Against the Grain that peaked at number 7 and was the longest charting rock song for a new artist all year. It then became the theme song for the 2009 Stanley Cup winners, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Seasons was also featured in all Major League Baseball postseason telecasts, and as well as on the NFL, NASCAR, ESPN, WWE, NHL, and more. Their second release, Youth of Yesterday, was the highest added song to rock radio first week of its release. They toured the US for over a year, promoting their album and hitting major cities across the US. And they played with bands such as Theory of a Dead Man, Korn, Breaking Benjamin, Framing Hanley, 30 Seconds to Mars, Flyleaf, and many, many more. And of course, if you want more information about any of the artists, this is just a brief snapshot. You can go to the show notes, erkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 112. We also heard a couple of songs from Inner Surge, The Empire, and Crossing the Line. They're from Alberta, and they are an aggressive, thought-provoking band. Their music is crafted to reward music listeners who demand more than the mundane, watered-down offerings of the modern music industry. The band was formed in 2001 by Steve Moore, who wrote and recorded the debut album Solus Verum. And their next album was called Marika, and it was released to excellent debuts as well. Bands United described it as disturbingly fresh. Space Junkies magazine gave it a 10 out of 10. Actually, they went one further. They gave it a 10 plus out of 10. And they've had an extensive career as well. They sound like Tool, Refused, Norma Jean, Slayer, Jane's Addiction, System of a Down, and more. We're going to go on and we're going to hear a song from the Teixeira Project in British Columbia. This particular song was released in November 2010, so a couple of years ago. There was supposed to be more music from this particular project, full of various musicians, rock, metal, and classic rock. It shouldn't be that hard to say classic rock at this time in the morning, but it is. This is My Playground. This is Irk on Irk FM Metal Monday.
I've lost my mind in my playground and me. If you turn your flash off when you use the camera, and next time if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Close, I'm black moon, hoping the sun will shine through soon. Nonetheless, my heart is stone. My gaping wounds are the cause of my moan. Living under a sky so full of dead debris, I try to pull away from the fears of life, away from my pain and strife.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those tracks there. That was Domenica. They are an intense hard rock punk band from Winnipeg. They've got a very unique sound and a solid aggressive live show. They've been loosely compared to the Distillers and Angry Alanis Morissette, Nine Inch Nails, Evanescence, System of a Down, Muse and Nirvana. Now, I get the comparison between an Angry Alanis Morissette. I see the Evanescence. System of a Down, Muse and Nirvana, I'm not really getting, but anyway. Fronted by a former teenage model on rhythm guitar and lead vocals, they've begun to split away from the chick band stereotype, with sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek lyrics delivered by a group of tightly knit friends whom have well over 10 years of experience each. Their explosive and solid live performances have taken them to the top of the local scene, and they have even gone into America. Interestingly enough, they were the first female-fronted act to win a spot on Winnipeg rock radio station Power 97 FM's Class of 2006 CD that threw their single Luxury into high rotation at the station. Soon thereafter that, another Winnipeg station, Freak 107 FM, picked up Luxury and Waste Away, which is still receiving a fair amount of airplay in the city. And Luxury, which was one of the tracks that we heard part thereof, has been in regular rotation in Winnipeg since the summer of 2006. Now, I don't know what happened to those tracks. I had to download each of those tracks, and my computer says that it downloaded all of the track. But for some reason, when it actually came to putting them onto the episode, we didn't get all of the tracks, but you get a great idea. They're actually still touring at the moment, so if you go to their website, you'll be able to find where they are somewhere locally near you. Prior to that, we heard another band called the Whiteboard Project, and they came about rather by accident. Who would become the lead vocalist and guitarist and the drummer? They actually went to a party together, the party of a mutual friend, and the party had a live band, but unfortunately for the people at the party, the people in the live band got too drunk and they couldn't perform. So the two guys who were at the party, they got together, they hadn't played together before, and they were just jamming, and then they found that they got each other musically, and they decided to form a band at that point, and they got themselves a bass guitarist as well, and so they became a trio, and then began gigs. They had a like an open mic set up, a jam session set up at a local bar first of all, before going out and doing their own gigs. That's the Whiteboard Project. On this episode, we've heard from Trainwreck Architect, Inner Surge, The Veer Union, White Wolf, the Chishira Project, the Whiteboard Project. And I didn't even think about putting them together because they had Project in the title. That's just how it worked out. And Domenica. Our music today came courtesy of Chris from Insomnia Radio Canada. If you like Canadian music, you should definitely go and check her out. She doesn't like a lot of metal. She doesn't like the screamo stuff, the or the aggressive death metal sort of stuff. But I think she's a little bit more of a melodic metal sort of person and a hard rock sort of person, and that's quite okay. But thank you very much, Chris, for supplying me the first track of the episode. That was awesome. And the rest of the music was supplied by AirPie Direct. I've got a whole heap of Canadian music up my sleeve, probably enough for another 3 or 4 episodes at the very least, which I'll intersperse. It is coming up to the time where I'm going away to America and Asia during January and February 2014, so I'm starting to pre-record episodes now. So if you are a band and you would like your hard rock, metal or industrial music featured here on IRC FM Metal Monday, let me know. Details on the show notes at IRCFMMetalMonday.com, and you can get your music on the show. But be quick, because once I have all the shows pre-recorded, well, you won't miss out. Even when I'm overseas, you won't miss out. You'll be able to get a show here each and every Monday on IRC FM Metal Monday. Speaking of not missing out, you can also check out Ro for the Dark Compass show, darkcompass.com, who just celebrated episode 600. So congratulations once again to Ro. His 9th birthday is coming up, so that will be rather cool. I'm sure my voice will be okay by then, Ro. And also, speaking of voices, the Metal Deli with Kimmy, she's just announced that from December she will be doing 2 hours a week of the Metal Deli. So that's rather interesting, especially considering that Kimmy's got a few online radio stations that she gets played by. And so, seemingly enough, they've all said to her, yeah, 2 hours of Kimmy, absolutely awesome. Yeah, great stuff. So it'll be interesting to hear how she goes 2 hours at a time each and every week. I certainly know I could do it, and Ro, you could probably do it as well, but it's just interesting to see a lot of people like short shows. Some people like shows that are about an hour, and then you've got people like Kimmy going to 2 hours. Justin Wayne's been 2 hours for a while. So it doesn't matter what sort of music you like or what sort of length of show that you like. Check out the Association of Music Podcasting, and also check out my other podcasts, IRC FM International and IRC FM Australia, if you like other music apart from metal. Also, briefly, some local metal news just before we go. Dawn Heist have just released their new album, Catalyst, which is available via the usual downloading places, and on the Australian iTunes charts, it is number 2 on the Australian iTunes charts. I haven't actually got a copy of it yet, but congratulations to the boys for getting that out. And the Smoke and Mirrors EP launch, oh my God, I am so sore. Those thrashed boys in the mosh pit, not only did they do their own, 40-minute set, but them and a group of friends, oh my God, I'm so sore. But it was a great night. Smoke and Mirrors, best I've seen them, so proud of them. Thrashed, Rattlesnake, and October Rage, who I haven't seen before, but I'm looking forward to hearing more of in the future. Anywho, I'm Eric. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next week. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. Don't forget, metal is life.